You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And good morning. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And also, don't forget that every time that we have an interview, we always record them and we post them on YouTube. So if you miss an interview, you can just go to YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel and be able to relive the interview that we have in addition to our audio podcast and everything else. And of course, we are in the midst of our WXCO holiday giveaway. We are giving you an opportunity to win some great holiday prizes from local businesses each weekday during the WXCO Morning Report between now and Christmas Eve. And it's been off to a wonderful start. Great to hear those phones ring when we open them up and give away some of these terrific prizes. Also, really nice to be able to find out a little bit more about these businesses, because we've been talking about the importance of entrepreneurship and going out there and taking the risk. And there is risk. And I just think that there's a great courage involved, and I'd love to hear the stories. And today, we're very fortunate to welcome into studio our featured business here during the WXCO holiday giveaway, Lunar Light Awakening, and Ann Amelsey. Did I get it right, Ann?
You did, Chad. Thank you.
I was so worried there for a moment. But Ann, good morning. And
good morning.
You are the owner of Lunar Light Awakening.
Yes, that is correct.
And who do we have with you here today? Because you brought in a couple of very special folks in part of this business as well.
I do. Yes, with me here today is Heidi Kleinschmidt of Your Love From Within and Lisa Bernardi with Graceful Guidance.
Heidi, Lisa, glad to have you around the table as well here this morning. First of all, let's talk about the business, because we were talking before we came on the air that, especially in this era, there's so much uncertainty out there, I think, for businesses and for everybody else. How long has this business been, have the doors been open?
Yeah, as sole owner of Lunar Light Awakening, I'll have been open 2 years this coming May 2026.
What got you into it? Because, again, this is one of the interesting aspects of it. And you're trying to look to the sky already here. What made you do this?
It's a long story. But to summarize, I came into kind of the field of metaphysics and holistic alternative healing through some health issues of my own.
Mm.
So anxiety, depression, migraines were kind of big struggles for me, and I was struggling to get help in the traditional ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I had started looking for support. You know, I was open to lots, wasn't sure, you know, what I thought would work, not work. Mm-hmm. So especially in bed with migraines, I had started doing some meditative type work and had some experience that I couldn't explain with my traditional physics. My background before this is an environmental scientist, so I like my sciences.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't explain some experiences I had. So that led me on a journey of looking into quantum physics and then also into spirituality. So I kind of ended reading books and looking into some things down both of those roads. And for me, they ended up being two perspectives. You know, I think it was two different ways to explain, you know, what I was experiencing.
Sure. That kind of brings up the question, okay, you had these health issues that you were looking for answers from.
Yes.
You obviously must have found some answers, correct?
I did, yes.
And then, we may go back to that, but then you found answers, and then you take a step, I want just not to find answers for myself, but maybe find answers for others. Is that is that fair to say?
Yes, yes. There are things that I hadn't come across, and, you know, looking into the sciences, was a little surprised that these weren't more talked about. So I think it is a passion for myself, as well as Heidi and Lisa here, to spread the word about some of these modalities and tools and awarenesses that aren't, you know, more commonly known to assist people and support them in their traditional wellness.
Real quickly, Heidi and Lisa, we'll jump, have you jump in here, because how did you come across Ann? How did this relationship begin?
Well, actually, that's funny. I was working in the field of mental health and substance use disorder, and working for a tribe they started teaching me about the culture and using energy work to assist clients. So that's where it started for me. Mm-hmm. And I started practicing and treating clients by using energy work to help move things through for people. I was looking for an office and I walked in the door and Ann goes, well, look it, I have a new space. So that's where the story began. It was very synchronistic how we all got together. So very excited to be here today.
And Lisa, what about you?
I actually knew Ann's sister before I knew Ann, and Ann was working on training for one of the modalities and she needed people to practice on.
Mm.
And I showed up at her house and we became great friends, and you know, she was moving into this new office and I was looking for an office because I was in Antigo previously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it started.
All right, Ann, let's talk about Lunar Light Awakening now for folks. Number one, where are you located?
We are located at 121 Skelly Street. That's in Schofield, right behind the Casa Amigos restaurant, which used to be Perkins.
Oh, absolutely. And if folks come in, what are they going to see?
They come in, so we kind of have two halves of a building. The store half, they'll see lots of stones and crystals. So the store used to be Bill's Moonstones and Crystals, and so that was kind of our foundation.
Mm.
Bill worked with the stones metaphysically, and that is where I learned some of the metaphysics and how to work with the energy of stones.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting to look at my reality as an energetic reality, myself and my energetic field, you know, interacting with that. So we also now have some herbals, oils, and then we have some of our energy work. So we have a set of Wisconsin Moonstone Hoops and Halos. You can come in and experience a free energy clearing session with those. We do have different card decks for folks who like to do card readings.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are different things you'll see. We have plants and, you know, other things to make it homey and welcoming. Those are things that I enjoy to give it a more natural feel.
We will have more with Ann Amelsey and Lunar Light Awakening in just a few minutes at 7:22. And of course, we will still come back and also give you a chance to win a prize from Lunar Light Awakening as well as we continue our WXCO holiday giveaway. So stick around. More to come. Top of the hour information update next. More Pat Kreitlow, and then we're back at 7:22 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, we are continuing our WXCO holiday giveaway. At least once every morning, we are giving you an opportunity to win a terrific prize courtesy of a partner business here in the Wausau area. And we also get a chance to talk to the business owners. There are partners in this big promotion. And today it is Ann Amelsey. She is from Lunar Light Awakening. And we will have the giveaway coming up in just a little bit, but here's more of our conversation with Ann. Let me ask you about your journey again.
Sure.
Did you come in with any doubts? When you were on your road to finding some answers? Because I think one of the wonderful things about some people is they have this ability to be open to so many opportunities. Yeah. How would you describe yourself during your journey?
Sure. I would say I started out as a healthy skeptic.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would say, so I did use anxiety depression meds for a number of years, and I describing it now may be a little different, but it's my story. So
mm-hmm.
I felt like I disconnected with kind of a part of me. So it was really easy to become super analytical. It served my career as an environmental scientist well.
Mm.
And it was in a switch of medications. I felt kind of a shift within myself and a feeling like I needed to, there was more to the story. And I feel in that space, I kind of felt like I needed to look into some of these other things.
Mm-hmm.
I was always open to it, but I think that really kind of quieted my analytical overthinking mind to allow space for these other things. And for me, it's kind of been a road on balancing now what I would call my creative intuitive, you know, it's the right brain, left brain concept with my analytical. I still really like to try to explain it. So I love the quantum science. But sometimes you just can't. And then there's the faith and the trust that comes with that.
When people come in, are you there for questions and answers? Because I imagine there's a lot of questions involved for folks. Because, like you, I think, again, with your journey, you're trying to find that right road and to be able to find some answers when you're going through some very difficult times. I imagine when folks come in that it's important to be able to answer a question or two.
Yes, I do. And I would say my passion is probably education and sharing. So for people that are looking at it from different aspects, I feel like I am able to relate. And that is probably the most meaningful part of my job, is to connect with people and answer and share information. And then, you know, I'm familiar with the resources we have, not only with right at the store there on the other half, you'll find Lisa and Heidi and John and Andy practicing, but within the community, there are other, you know, places supporting alternative and holistic wellness like we are. And I can say, well, we don't have that here, but you can go here, here, or here. So to try to, you know, build a resource center, we've got books that can be, you know, looked at and borrowed. So tools like that.
That's a very interesting aspect to this. I mean, again, I here to being able to talk to you is to understand that, you know, the idea of, you know, the education factor and the faith factor and everything that goes into it. I think that's very, very important to know for people that may be out there, may not even heard of your business up to this point, that, hey, they're, you know, that maybe they're going through migraine headaches or something along the lines that you had in the past, that that it opens up possibilities. And I think possibilities are just so vitally important in so many areas of life, isn't it?
Especially
with your health. I mean, because sometimes the normal route does not bring the answers that you need. And sometimes you do have to, I think, maybe search a little bit more than maybe some of the we'll call it, I don't know, mainstream is probably the wrong word of putting it, but to be able to think outside, you know, right down the middle of the road.
I agree. Yeah.
For talk to the people that may just be learning about your business. This is your chance maybe to say, hey, why should they come in? This is an opportunity, because I think one of the main aspects I'm really looking forward to here over these weeks is to talk about businesses that maybe people have not heard about. I think that's what, because you've talked about it. I mean, sometimes it's hard when you start a new business to be able to reach out and be able to have everybody hear it. Talk about the people that may be intrigued right now, why they should come in.
Yeah, I would invite everyone to come in who's feeling intrigued and curious. We really do strive to be a safe and welcoming, peaceful place for folks to come in. If you have any questions, you know, we can try our best to help answer those for you. I love connecting and sharing and supporting, and we have built a great community. So there's lots of things out there that you might not find other places, and there's never any pressure, you know, for anyone looking. It is what resonates with you. We all are on our own journeys. We have our own paths and things that we need to work on and heal in our own ways. So if you want to come and learn a little bit more and find what's right for you, leave the rest behind. That's what we'd like to support you with.
And something very exciting is that coming up here just a little bit later this morning, we are going to give somebody, a very lucky listener, somebody will call in and win a gift card from you.
Yes, we would love to give that out.
That's fantastic.
Thanks for helping us do that.
Oh, no, this is really very interesting. Again, I love learning about, and to be honest with you, I had not heard about your business prior to us starting this whole event and hearing, hey, Lunar Light Awakening's coming in. And it's just very, very cool indeed. I just think it's wonderful that you're out there trying to help others as well. And also, I just think entrepreneurship and stepping out there on your own is just so very, very cool.
Yeah.
Before we wrap it up, Heidi and Lisa, anything you want to add either about Anne or their business or anything that you want to just kind of share with as well to wrap it up?
Yeah. A big part of what we wanted to share today is that, you know, we've been on this journey for a while, and we want to be able to bridge the gap between more of the traditional healing and approach, and we want to bring in that holistic. So we have been really working hard to bridge that gap of bringing both together. Our long-term goal is to be able to open up a holistic wellness center where we can really meet the needs. It's for self-care, taking care of yourself. So we want to be able to provide that safe place for people that are looking for something different.
Very, very good. So again, Lunar Light Awakening. And again, before we wrap it up, where are you located one more time?
We are located at 121 Skelly Street. That's in Schofield.
Very good. And stick around, folks. Coming up very, very soon, we will give you that chance to win a gift card courtesy of Lunar Light Awakening. Anna Melsey, thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck as you continue your journey.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back with more. And again, stick around. You'll have that chance to win coming up in just a few minutes. It's the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 98.9 WXCO. Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Cloudy skies, 21 degrees here in downtown Wausau. The time is 7:53, Wednesday, December the 10th of 2025. I am Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
You almost ready to open up the phone lines?
Yeah, and ready to give out another prize.
Yeah, we're going to do that here in just a moment. So if you folks out there, get those dialing fingers ready to go, because it's going to be here in the next couple of moments that we will give you an opportunity to win another prize courtesy of one of our terrific partners. And we heard a lot about our partner this morning. So we will have that coming up here in just a few moments. But first, just a quick note here. Did you avoid being out in the snow last night?
Thankfully, I was able to get home last night before the heavy snow hit. It started around 5 o'clock, like you said, and I was able to park in the garage last night, so I didn't have to shovel off my car with all that snow. But definitely a lot of, well, I think they were talking like 3 to 4 inches is what we got, and the snow plows were hard at work this morning as I was driving around. I mean, they were clearing the streets and making sure everything was salted and, you know.
Well, weather-wise, today we'll have mostly cloudy skies. The temperatures actually are not going to get much warmer. It's actually going to start going down. It'll get to about 23 by 11 a.m., then falling to around 18 during the remainder of the day, but no snow in the forecast. Partly cloudy, a low of 2 above 0 tonight. Mostly sunny and a high of 19 on Thursday. And then on Friday, there is a chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy and a high of 19. So again, could get a little bit more snow. Temperatures remain cold for the rest of the week. In fact, when you get to the weekend, Friday night and Saturday night, we are going to, and actually the days as well, but Friday night, low of 8 below zero. Saturday night, a low of 12 below zero. Ooh. Saturday, a high temperature of 3 above zero on Saturday.
Very cool.
And Sunday, a high of 6 above zero. So I guess fortunate for Packer fans that they are on the road this weekend.
Absolutely.
It would not be a fun day to be at Lambeau on either Saturday or Sunday with those kind of temperatures. But let's give our listeners a chance to win as we continue our WXCO holiday giveaway. We are doing this. We started on Monday. Every weekday right through Christmas Eve, we are partnering with 17 different area businesses to give you an opportunity to learn a little bit more about them here in this holiday season, and also give you an opportunity to win a terrific prize from one of these businesses as well. And we will have a gift card this time around, courtesy of Lunar Light Awakening. And of course, we talked a lot about that earlier this morning here on the program. But a chance here to give you a chance to win from Lunar Light Awakening. Ian, what caller should we take here? I'm going to let you just decide.
Let's see. Why don't we take caller number 4?
All right, let's take caller number 4. And again, you can join us. Let me pull up our number. It's still not at the tip of my tongue, I tell you. It's like 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330. That is the number you need to call. Do not press the button on the app because that will send you to Pat Kreitlow, and Pat does not have the prize. Pat has different prizes. Of course, we still have the Text to Win multi-state contest going on, the grown-up Christmas list, and you can send in your text for this hour for the next few minutes. But if you would like to win a gift certificate from Lunar Light Awakening, call their number 4 at 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330. Make sure you write down that number as well, because that will be the number that we're using until Christmas Eve. Each and every day, at least once and sometimes twice, we will give you an opportunity to win. And I think tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, don't hold me to this, but I think tomorrow morning we may do it twice and give you two chances to win with the WXCO holiday giveaway. So I got to dig into our big list of terrific sponsors and partners in this promotion, and we will see. But I think we'll let you know by the end of the show here today. But again, 715-814-9330. Call in right now for your chance to win with 98.9 WXCO and Lunar Light Awakening. Quick note that last night, our high school hockey broadcast between Wausau West and Stevens Point was postponed due to the weather. They have rescheduled it for later today. It's a bit of a different time. The face-off will be at 5 o'clock, so I'll be on the air from the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point starting at 4:35 today. So again, Wausau West hockey, battle of unbeatens, two of the best teams in the state of Wisconsin. Wausau West and Stevens Point will be having that one coming up at 4:35 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the opening faceoff, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Have we got the winner yet, Ian?
We just finished with caller number 2.
Oh, geez. So come on, folks.
We're 2 away.
Folks, you got to call right now if you want to win that gift card from Lunar Light Awakening, 715-814-9330. That's 715-814-9330. Call up now for your chance to win. We have an information update, and then back to Pat at 8:06, and we'll be back at 8:22 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:23, overcast skies and 24 degrees in downtown Wausau. Enjoy it now, because it probably isn't going to get much warmer than this. And we're going to start to go down, and it's going to keep going down. And into the weekend, we're going to have single-digit temperatures and a real dose of winter here in the month of December. Boy, it's not supposed to be this cold this early. It's almost like late January, early February type weather in the old days when I was growing up. But if you have any plans of travel, whether today and throughout the rest of the work week into the weekend, make sure you have that winter weather survival kit available. Absolutely. Because if you have any car troubles and get caught on the side of the road, you don't want to be put in a situation where frostbite or any other kind of health issue could come and bite you while you wait for help from authorities. So again, very cold weather getting ready for the weekend, and we'll keep you up to speed on the weather as we continue. But real quickly, just your forecast here for the Wausau area. Today, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures falling to around 18 during the remainder of the day. North-northwest winds 10 to 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 2 above 0. Tomorrow, going to see some sunshine, at least. It's going to still be cold, but at least we'll see some sunshine.
Always good to see that.
Yep, tomorrow mostly sunny and a high near 19. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of snow before midnight, a low of 3 above 0. And then Friday, a chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy, 19. Mostly cloudy Friday night, 8 below 0, the low temperature. Partly sunny and cold on Saturday, a high of 3 above. And then Sunday, sunny and cold, a high near 6 above. So, yeesh, that's some cold weather. So be prepared as we get in towards the middle part of December. Hey, we got a winner in our WXCO holiday giveaway. We did that at the end of the last segment. Julie White of Wausau.
Congratulations, Julie.
Congratulations indeed to Julie, and an opportunity every day until Christmas Eve to be able to call in and win when it comes to the WXCO holiday giveaway. And Julie gets a gift card from Lunar Light Awakening. We'll be sending that to her in the mail. So congratulations to Julie. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, the plan is not once, but twice, because we have so many business partners for this WXCO holiday giveaway that we can't just do one a day. We'd still have some left over on Christmas Eve. So we're going to have a few of these days between now and Christmas Eve where we give you two chances to win.
That's right.
And tomorrow, we're going to do that tomorrow, a second opportunity. So we're going to do it twice. So make sure you're tuned in during all of our local segments for the WXCO Morning Report starting at 6:52. So 6:52, 7:22, 7:52, and 8:22. And twice tomorrow, we will open up those phone lines and give you the opportunity to win. So really, really good stuff. Not sure who our business. I have to go and delve into that. But there'll be good ones. I promise you that. Good ones coming up.
It'll be a nice surprise.
And make sure, again, you write down that phone number so you have it close by. 715-814-9330. 715-814-9330 for your chance to win when we do open up the phone lines again tomorrow for the WXCO holiday giveaway. Mm-hmm. Quick note again that coming up today, unfortunately, I didn't tell you this. Because you always come in on Wednesdays for the big high school sports show.
Uh-huh.
There's not going to be one tonight because that hockey game got postponed yesterday. Yeah, and they're doing the hockey game instead later today. So I'm sorry to break it to you on the air like this. But today we have...
At least you let me know early.
Yeah, at least you didn't come in and realize, hey, there's nobody here. Because I will be in Stevens Point, and we will have Wausau West hockey against Stevens Point in a massive game in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Both teams are undefeated, both among the best teams in the state. It is a bit early, 4:35 for the pregame, 5 o'clock for the opening faceoff at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. So join us for that today, starting at 4:35, Warrior Hockey against Spash, right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
But we'll be back next Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the big high school sports show here on 98.9 WXCO.
That's good.
Hey, real quick as well, if you're somebody that likes to, you know, only when the jackpots get way up there for Powerball, it's starting to get up there.
Ooh.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot has grown to $930 million.
Wow.
So $930 million is the Powerball jackpot in case you want to drop by and buy a ticket. All right, time now for our number of the day quiz.
So far, I am 2 out of 2. I'm on a hot streak.
You are on a hot streak indeed. So let's see if we can make it 3 in a row. You've been on a hot streak recently, generally.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
All right, our number for the day is the number of Christmas trees growing at any given time on tree farms across the U.S. So, So how many Christmas trees are growing right now, in fact, on tree farms across the U.S.? Okay. It is the correct answer. 100 million trees. 200 million trees, 300 million trees. Those are a lot of trees.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So 100, 200, or 300 million Christmas trees growing on tree farms right now.
Okay, I'm going with my
real
gut
go
here.
Go deep here.
I'm going to say...
Can you make it 3 for 3?
Final guess, I'm going to say 200 a million. Final answer, I'm going with 200 million.
Christmas trees growing on tree farms across the U.S., 300 million.
Oh, the biggest.
The number. Biggest.
Yeah.
Well, 2 for 3 is still very good.
I'm still in a good place right now.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We'll try again tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We'll see you then.
Take care, Chad. Good luck on your hockey game tonight.
And join us later here on WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.